And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to you right around the country where there's been wild weather again. We seem to say that every weekend, don't we? But it's all calm inside the House of Wellness studios. For the next hour or so, it's Ed Phillips here. We're beaming into you into Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth via 6PR in the west, 5AA in Adelaide, 2GB Sydney, 3AW Melbourne and Brisbane's 4BC. And the one phone number to get through to our experts as well is this. 131-873. I'm joined by healthy chef and nutritionist who's just doing a little cough, ironically. Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Morning, ZBP.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm feeling good. What are you going to whip up for us? Something super healthy, nutritious and delicious?
It's breakfast time, so I thought I'd do something with caffeine. I'm going to do a really interesting tea using matcha and spirulina.
Oh, really? It's borderline hipster, but super healthy, isn't it?
It's very Bondi.
I want to find out more about the matcha. That's coming up as well. And our expert pharmacist and medical herbalist to boot, who loves a tea as well, Gerald Quigley joins us. Hi, GQ.
Hello, Ed. Good morning, Zoe. Hope you're both well. You're looking both sensational this morning on this beautiful Sunday. You just need a shave, Ed.
He does a little bit, doesn't it?
Stubble. Mm. I mean, if we can be drinking matcha tea frappe things, I can have a bit of stubble on a Sunday.
Who's the hipster now?
Yeah, true. Do you like my top knot man bun?
Exactly.
guys, we'd love to take your calls, and it can be about anything health-related, any concerns, perhaps something dietary, perhaps something with your medication or pain management. And indeed, we'll have a look at pain management across the course of the hour as well, and something that might sort of turbo-boost our metabolism. We're going to talk about ubiquinol today.
An in-depth discussion, Zoe and Ed, on ubiquinol, what it is, why it's a great option to CoQ10, because it's much more available, so we can use it far more readily.
Mighty magnesium on your radar as well, and our A to Z of vitamins.
One of my faves.
All of our favourites. We all take magnesium because it has got so many functions within our body. So it is an incredibly healthy morning this morning.
I tend to think of it like when my muscles are sore, I must make sure I have my magnesium tablet. But it does so much more than that, doesn't it?
It does. And for someone like you who exercises really quite intensely, it's perfect. In fact, both of our things this morning are perfect for you at your age.
Okay, good. perhaps I exercise so much I don't have the energy to shave. That's what it is.
Maybe.
Looking forward to that. And House of Wellness TV comes back on our screens this weekend, finally, after a little summer break. Joe Stanley will join us to tell us about what's coming up on the first show of the year as well. 131-873 is our number. All our callers today, of course, go in the draw for a $100 gift voucher to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse store. So make sure you give us a buzz. 131-873. Love to take your calls right throughout the course of the morning. We might grab Beverly, who's first cab off the rank in Newport. Good morning to you, Beverly.
Hello.
Nice to have you with us, Beverly.
How can we help you, Beverly?
A question just with regards to my dad's a dialysis patient, and since the warm weather, he's noticed that he's feeling a lot more tired.
Yes.
And he takes warfarin and a few, like he's had a stroke and he's had a few medical conditions. Mm-hmm. Just wondering if there's anything it doesn't interact with the warfarin that may help him.
It's a bit of a double barrel thing for him, Beverly, isn't it? Because he's not only on the warfarin, but with dialysis, it shows that his kidneys aren't functioning as efficiently as they might. Look, if you feel it could be a dehydration thing with the hotter weather, if you've noticed a change, then it's the sort of thing you can talk to his and your mum, talk to his doctor about, that you've noticed a change in summer, and particularly if you could give a more descriptive view of what you've noticed, but write it down, because sometimes when you've got the doctor in front of you, you get overwhelmed with all the things that are going on.
Yep.
So look, it requires special care, and I think it's got to be driven, Beverly, by his doctor. But if we can help any further, or if you've got any other comment, we'd be delighted to know.
And I think if you can, obviously, because of this warm weather, electrolytes are, you know, might be losing. So even things like coconut water. Coconut water is a really simple approach. Obviously, it's in every shop now. It's really accessible. You can make smoothies in the morning. And when it comes to sort of the vitamin K foods to be avoiding, because that's obviously what we need to avoid when you are taking warfarin, unfortunately, it's a lot of those sort of leafy greens. So if you can go for more of the sort of Mediterranean style eating and a lot of those coloured vegetables, again, they're really the nutrient dense positive foods to actually have in our diet constantly.
Now, we've chatted a bit about pain management too, haven't we? And this week there's an interesting article that's popped up about the nano painkiller options. They've been working on this. Opioids, of course, are fabulous for pain management, but the flip side is their terrible addictive qualities, Gerald. And some scientists and team of researchers have developed a nano drug that's been found to reduce pain so far in tests in the lab in rodents. But tell us what a nano drug is for starters.
This essentially, Ed, is a tiny, tiny particle.
Right.
Which can get inside receptors in our brain where normally something like codeine gets in and just settles everything. It really is like a blanket that goes over pain responses.
Okay.
So we've got this substance, that naturally occurs called enkephalin, and what we're doing is putting that into a tiny particle form. Now, I might add, and it's probably the most common call I get in most of my radio work is what can I do with chronic pain?
Yep. Mm.
So we've got to get it in perspective here. We're a long way away. This is research-based, a long way away from actually having a product that you can just go and have prescribed. But they're on the way. There's so much work. We've got medicinal cannabis in the pathway as well. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of options for folk whose quality of life is poor, all because of living with chronic pain. So let's hope that all of this is safe. It's got to be proven safe, and then it may get out on the market.
Yeah, early days, of course, but something we are monitoring, and we are making leaps and bounds, aren't we, in the medicinal cannabinoid field as well. So
and so we should. And, and we've talked, haven't we, on past TV shows about people in chronic pain. Mm. And it's an awful thing. And
awful.
I think you've got to actually have chronic pain to understand what it's all about.
Well, let's go to Anne, who's in Epping, Victoria this morning, along the same lines. Morning to you, Anne.
Good morning, gentlemen. Dr. Gerald, just wanted to ask you something. I had a cortisone injection put into my bursa, because I had fluid 15 days ago.
Where about? Which, in your hip, Anne, or shoulder, or where?
In my right shoulder.
Right shoulder, okay.
Yeah, I had it done, and actually I've had nothing but actually severe pain constantly. I'm actually with it at the moment. I just can't get rid of this terrible pain. I've went to the doctors, and she's given me Tramadol, which
has that helped? Done nothing.
No.
And was that cortisone injection given under guidance, so under a scan?
Specialist, by a specialist doctor, yes.
Well, because
sound.
Well, it should. You would be expecting the opposite to happen, wouldn't you? You've had the injection. Within a few hours, things would settle.
Yeah.
Look, I think the GP's got to take some control here, Anne, and perhaps refer you back to the specialist because something's not working.
No.
And if it's been a couple of days, did you say?
It's 15 days now.
Oh, heavens above.
Constant pain, and I just don't know. It's driving me, actually, that I want to just keep crying, and it's just making me really angry and irritable.
We can understand, based on that discussion we had a couple of minutes ago, and I'd be on the GP's doorstep in the morning saying, I might not have an appointment, but I'm here and I'm not leaving until you and I work something out.
I did go Friday, and she's just given me Tramadol.
Well, but if that's made no difference, then it's not sufficient. We need more anti-inflammatory action, Ed, and if only we had a magic pill, Anne. It may be coming at one stage, but at this stage we don't. You've got to get back in the system, shake the tree a little bit, and let's get you relief of pain. Now, you're welcome to call us back, but if you could give me a little update through our website.
I don't have a computer, sorry.
Oh, that's okay. All right.
No
problem at all. Maybe... if you feel like it, a little update next week would be good.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I mean, anyone who's ever had cortisone under the guidance is it's
well, that's not fun anyway.
No,
exactly. Gosh, it's painful.
But it's supposed to give you pretty instant, but within hours you should be starting to feel a little better.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks for your calls. Keep them coming. 131873 across the course of the morning. All our callers going to wear are in the draw for the $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher to go and spend on anything you like at any of the stores around the country. That's a nice little incentive for you as well. We're here across the course of the hour. This is the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Roll up your sleeve and book your flu immunisation today for $12.99 at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Hey, did you know it can take up to 3 weeks before your flu shot begins to protect you? Well, arm up against the flu this season with a flu shot from Chemist Warehouse. It is, of course, quick and convenient and affordable. Plus, you don't need to bring in a script. The prescription and admin are provided on-site by a qualified health professional. Now, this year, the quadrivalent strain vaccine is only $10.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Save your journey time between the chemist and the GP and simply book your appointment, pay online and turn up. Be confident. Arm yourself with a flu vaccination from Chemist Warehouse. Book early at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It is your healthy Sunday morning tune-up right across the country, 131873, wherever you're joining us. Your experts are standing by, and Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen, Ed Phillips here with you as well. And we're taking your calls. Let's come straight to Barbara, who's in Revesby. Morning to you, Barbara.
Good morning, gentlemen.
And lady.
I've got a a complaint of runny nose. I'm asthmatic, and quite often I get the odd of runny nose, not having a cold. And when I have a runny nose, it makes me cough. So when I'm with people or at meetings, it's inconvenient.
It's a vicious cycle, and that runny nose, Barbara, is the key. What you do each night and morning, you use saline, isotonic saline, that has no preservative. And this is a nasal irrigation which irrigates away any potentially allergenic material that causes issues with your nose that in turn causes a wheeze. So isotonic saline, no preservative morning and night. The cough mixture of choice, if you need it, but you'll find it'll drop away well, is ivy leaf, because ivy leaf works brilliantly with a Ventolin puffer, if you're using a Ventolin, and check, please, that you're using your inhalers correctly. So the preventers every day. I'm surprised how many people... Lovely. Okay. Mm. I'm surprised how many people, mainly blokes, Barbara, because they don't listen, who actually have a preventer, but they never use it. They think they only use it when their asthma flares up. But we keep it all under control with good technique. And look, the intervention of that saline makes an enormous difference, Barbara.
Okay.
Right, okay.
And I definitely probably look at your diet and just see if there are triggers in there which are allergens themselves. So look to see whether or not your gluten, dairy, even some of those histamine foods, which obviously is caffeine, chocolate and strawberries. And what you might do is you might just keep a bit of a food diary and just see if things trigger. And if they do trigger, just reduce those foods out of your diet.
Gosh, losing chocky, losing caffeine, losing... Oh, that's a tough...
Not good.
Strawberries.
That's the bitter pill to swallow right there. Thank you so much for your call. Let's come to Gail in Bondi. Good morning to you, Gail. How can we help you out?
Good morning. I have a 2-year-old that was born with limb deficiencies in both feet, meaning she doesn't have toes.
Darling.
In her left foot, missing 3 metatarsals. So under her foot, there's a bit of a point, and she's developed quite a bad callus. And, you know, she has lots of softening and cushions in her orthopedic shoes. But is there anything you can recommend that we can put? I've tried moisturizing after her bath and in the morning, and it's just, it's almost like an 80-year-old's callus under a tiny little foot.
And do you have a podiatrist giving you advice, Gail?
So, not really.
I ask that question because podiatrists actually will shave off that built up skin, and once that's done, there is a cream. There is a urea 10% cream, which once the thing has been shaved off, it will actually keep the area soft, so it doesn't build up to the same extent again. So you get it back to where it should be. That's the podiatrist's job. And it's quite simple. There's no pain involved. And then keep applying the urea cream a couple of times a day. And that will control that buildup of skin quite easily.
So the specialist doesn't want her to see a podiatrist until she's 3. Would that cream work at all now?
It depends what the buildup is. If the buildup is too much, then the cream won't penetrate down into the areas. That puzzles me. The podiatrist is not going to intervene, just make things a little more comfortable. So we need to maybe back off a little bit from ownership and look at your child as getting the best individual combination of treatments possible. So
revisit that perhaps.
Yeah.
I would, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good on you, Gail.
Thanks.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thanks, Gail. Thanks for your call. 131873, wherever you're listening to us right around the country. Our website is houseofwellness.com.au. They have those tabs across the top of the page on the homepage. You can listen to us via the radio. Check out some of the TV stories as well. All Zoe's delicious recipes are there. And there's an Ask tab as well. You can click on that and reach Gerald with any of your queries as well if you can't get through to us during the morning. Let's take a quick break. More of your calls coming up on 131873 after this.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Roll up your sleeve and book your flu immunisation today for $12.99 at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Alrighty, parents, caregivers, how about this? It's something healthy you can give your kids that they'll actually like. The Healthy Care Goat Milk Buttons range from Chemist Warehouse. They've got these hidden benefits in tasty milk tablets that your kids will treat as a treat. They're produced from pure goat's milk, which has been spray-dried under stringent regulations to ensure the highest quality and purity. Right now, Healthy Care Goat's Milk Buttons with Manuka Honey and Healthy Care Goat Milk Buttons with DHA Vanilla are just $9.99 each from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label. News only as directed and vitamins shouldn't replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
We're here for your calls, 131873. It's Zoe, Gerald and me, Ed Phillips. Nice to be with you across Sunday morning. Pat standing by in Dramana, first up down the beautiful Mornington Peninsula. Hi, Pat.
Good morning to you all.
What
good
is your morning question for us, Pat?
Sorry?
Let's help you out here. What's up?
Well, I've got a bit of a problem because I've been going to the chiropractor for a period of time. Because I've got scoliosis in my back. And
okay.
I mean, over the years, I was a conqueror and everything like that, but that's got nothing really to do with it because it's hereditary. The thing is that I went to my doctor, and because the chiropractor says, oh, I think there's something else wrong with your back. And he goes, go and get another scan done on your back. So I went to my doctor, and I seen the doctor, and she said to me, I'm sorry, but we cannot give you any more scans on your back. And I said, why is that? Because of the radiation level. Now, can somebody explain something about the radiation levels? It takes so long to get out of your body, and they should warn you about that sort of thing.
Pat, the system is a lot safer than probably what it was years ago back in the old days, but it sounds like there's a bit of a breakdown in communication between your chiropractor. There's actually no love lost between chiropractors and the medical system.
Yep.
And it sounds like there's maybe a little bit of silo building there. So, look, what you've got to do is decide what the doctor's going to offer. So what can the doctor do about your scoliosis? The chiropractor, if he or she is helping you, that's wonderful. But surely they can work together to give you the best quality of life you possibly can, because you've got a lot of living to do. From a supplement perspective, Pat, and this isn't a magic solution, turmeric, bioavailable turmeric will help reduce pain. Fish oil as a high dose, high EPA, DHA supplement twice a day, every day. Magnesium at night is going to help the tension go that you've built up across the day in your back. So, but really, you've got to get this pair to talk together somehow. I don't have a magic solution, but it's just straight out communication issues, Pat.
And just really focus on those densely rich anti-inflammatory foods. So, you know, again, we spruik the Mediterranean diet, great place to live, great diet to eat. But really focus on, you know, the ginger, lots of good quality oily fishes in the diet as well, extra virgin olive oil, hemp seeds, nuts and seeds in general, and make sure they are in all meals.
Okay, interesting. Thanks for your call there, Pat. Best of luck with that. I want to chat now about ubiquinol, and we've spoken before at length about the CoQ10, which is one of my favourites as well. It's a real, I guess, an energy driver in our metabolism. Mm. But I would assume that the ubiquinol is kind of like the turbo booster element within the CoQ10.
Well, what it is, Ed, it's CoQ10 that's been reduced, which means it's much more usable. So here we've got a substance that we've known about for a long, long, long time. And it's a fat-soluble antioxidant, which actually helps energy production at cellular level. So every cell in our body, no matter where it is, part of the Krebs cycle, if you can think back to school, coenzyme Q10's involved in that, and it's working away to just help energy everywhere. So it's our heart, our muscles, our brain, everything at some stage requires coenzyme Q10.
Is there particular times we should be taking it? Like, because I've heard such amazing research around exercise and ubiquitol. Is that founded?
Yeah, yes, it is, Zoe, particularly for recovery.
Interesting.
I've had a mate of mine says it gives you energy without extra effort. he's a swimmer. And his mates tell him that he won't swim with them because he's become antisocial. All he's doing is getting more power from his strokes. So that's the sort of thing
jealous.
We can see. The difficulty is, Zoe, that we can't get it from our food.
Mm.
I've got a couple of examples. To get about 100 milligram of ubiquinol, you've got to eat 14 kilogram of sardines.
Oh, wow.
Gosh.
60
right.
avocados.
Uh-huh.
And that's might be possible for Ed, but you and I couldn't do it, Zoe. So all it is it's just saying that if energy is an issue, so from if you've got blood pressure or heart issues and you've got to support your heart, if you are an athlete, if you are a student that's fatigued, ubiquinol is worth considering. Well,
yes.
How many people, Zoe, do you and I see, and the first thing they say is, I'm always tired.
Yeah.
I'm always tired.
So we have our own ubiquinol levels within our body, but it starts to decline, doesn't it, in our sort of third or fourth decade?
At about 30, so quite a while ago for you, Ed. And because we can't get it from our food, supplementing is really the only way that you can build your levels back up. So it's all about oxidation and aging. And if you cut an apple in half, as you know, it will go all brown. That's oxidation. That's aging. But if you sprinkle it with some ubiquinol powder or some vitamin C powder, that process slows down.
This sounds like the fountain of youth. My God.
There doesn't seem to be any negatives. What would one expect for an average person once they start taking ubiquinol? What kind of results might we feel?
You will feel more energized.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to... Now, look, it depends. If you're carrying an extra 45 kilos, you're not going to be moving around like an athlete. So you've got to get it in perspective. But here we're looking about powering cells in our body, helping our system produce the energy that we would expect, no matter what age we are, but particularly for those of us over 30, because that's when our levels drop away.
And how much should we actually be taking on a daily basis?
It's about 100 milligram a day, which doesn't sound much, but because it's so well absorbed and so well used by the body, Zoe, you get pretty well results that day.
Oh, brilliant.
And that's the sort of stuff it is.
So don't go and get the 16 kilograms of sardines. Is it available in a liquid form, a tablet form? How do we
It comes as a capsule. And it's a capsule that's just once a day. But bear in mind, those of us that are getting on a touch, as I look at you across the table,
honestly, Ed, quickly,
you and I are getting these are the sorts of things we need to do to maintain our energy levels.
I'm going to get a couple of kilos of sardines, just a handful perhaps, and just send
60,
them your way.
60 avocados as well,
at
please.
Velocity. Let's go to Ali, who's standing by in Berwick in Victoria this morning. Hi, Ali.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure, Ali.
I'm on blood thinners. I'm on a rivaroxaban, and I'm looking at. You've actually helped me take some high-level calcium and help with my asthma. Mm-hmm. So, because I spoke to you about I was fracturing my ribs all the time,
mm-hmm.
and you suggested high-level calcium and a thing for my asthma, and it's just working a treat. So now I'm going yippee! I'm getting rid of quite a few of my painkillers. My doctors aren't happy about, but anyway, that's beside the point.
Well, as long as you're not in pain, Ellie, we're all on the same page, surely.
Yeah, well, they put me on a new drug called Palexia, and look, it was great, but you know, I'm doing things. I'm trying to go the natural way because I'll be honest, I'm a bit tired of other ways of doing things. I'm not putting down the Western system by any means, but. You know, I've just found this, the calcium you recommended, the stuff for my asthma, you know, it's all, I just think,
why hasn't this been anyway? But I'm looking now to go to
It's an option to that blood thinner. Mm. Is that what
Well,
look, the difficult part, Ali, is having your blood flow well is a very important part of staying alive.
Yes.
And there's really no option to that. You're on there because your hematologist has very carefully checked your blood, and you're on there with that particular medication that you take once or twice a day, every day. Now, it's a lot safer than the old-fashioned warfarin. Now, that's the perception that we've been given and pretty well being proven now. But I wouldn't rush at trying to get an option to that. You're managing things beautifully. You're listening to your body. You're incorporating both sides of your belief from a medicine and cares perspective. But the blood thinner is, at this stage, fundamental to what you're being treated for. So I think you're just going to have to stay with it.
Mm. I mean, you can always support. I'm 100% in agreement with Gerald here. But again, you can support it with a diet that does have, you know, as much of those anti-inflammatories in there as you possibly can. And, you know, natural things that actually support the body and support the blood as well. So, you know, we know we talk a lot about turmeric. We talk about the active component as well. So if you are using turmeric, you need to have that lipid in there, that fat in there, and a little bit of pepper as well. So that helps to absorb the turmeric. But again, making sure that your diet is as whole food and as least processed as you possibly can is going to ensure that you are supporting the body with, you know, a big nutrient boost every single day as well.
We've got something super healthy in the kitchen with Zoe right after this break. Nutritious and delicious. We're doing a matcha frappe. It's going to be green and healthy as well. That might be something else that Ali might look at as well.
Definitely.
Stick with us. More of your calls coming up as well. 131873. From wherever you're listening to us, right around the country today, all our callers in the draw to win a beautiful $100 gift voucher to go and spend on anything. It's very handy at any Chemist Warehouse store around the country. This is the House of Wellness. More coming back in a sec.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Roll up your sleeve and book your flu immunisation today for $12.99 at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Yeah, flu season will be upon us before we know it. And do you know it can take up to 3 weeks before your flu shot actually begins to protect you? So arm up against the flu this season with a flu shot at Chemist Warehouse. It's quick, it's convenient, and it's really affordable. Plus, you don't need to bring in a script. The prescription and all the admin are provided on site by a qualified healthcare professional. This year, the quadrivalent strain vaccine is only $10.99 at Chemist Warehouse. So you can save journey time between the chemist and the GP and simply book your appointment and pay online and turn up. Be confident and arm yourself with a flu vaccination from Chemist Warehouse this year. Book early at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, a timely question from Anne in Kingswood, who's standing by. Hi, Anne.
Hi.
Hello, Anne.
I actually work as a respiratory nurse. So I've already encountered influenza A and rhinovirus at the same time a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
And I'm trying to look at something that I can actually stop myself from getting sick all the time. I'm already taking Armour Force, but I don't know if there's anything else I can be taking that will actually boost me. I've also started getting adult asthma, so that's always great.
Wow. And you're in the trade, so to speak, Anne. So you've got to... A couple of things. I've spoke before of saline isotonic that does not have a preservative. And for someone like you, exposed to airborne viral matter, cleansing your nose morning and night is very, very important.
I've been using Fess with the tea tree occasionally as well.
Yeah. Okay. Now, how about you consider going to an isotonic one that has no preservative? So there's a brand or two out there which will probably give you better results, but you can try that and maybe advise. The formulation you're taking is brilliant. I'd probably, though, on your days where you feel a little bit not quite right, I'd double the dose of your formulation that you're taking. You can easily do that. So you might take two twice a day instead of one twice a day, because that does, and we're going to be talking about that combination in a few weeks' time, The herbs and immune boosters in that formulation are quite brilliant, Anne, and it's a matter of just maintaining, though, all the things with immune-boosting foods that Zoe will take us through. But you're doing everything you possibly can. Good sleep, use the formulation, isotonic saline, but as soon as you see preservative on the box, that's not the one for you. You have no preservative.
And just really boosting your zinc as well. We talk so much about it, but it really is so important for immune function, and supporting it with some really good quality probiotics, of which there's great immune-specific probiotics that you can take as well.
And thank you for doing so much to help others in their health journey as well. Absolutely. I appreciate that. All right, let's get super healthy with your little nutritious and delicious offering today. It sounds delicious.
So I love things green, and this is about as green as you can get. So this is a green tea matcha. Little frappe. So it's quite simple. It's so I'm using coconut water, which we know is really wonderful, very hydrating, but quite a neutral flavour to sort of having a frappe. And then I'm adding matcha tea. So matcha tea is powdered green tea for people who don't know it.
Thank you.
But what's lovely, thank you, Ed. But what's lovely about it is that you can really tailor to your actual likeness of teas. So some people don't like a strong green tea, so you just put a little bit of the matcha in there, but some like a real boost. And you will notice from an energy perspective, you've just got that great, you know, immune boosting function in it as well. You've got a lovely subtle release of energy throughout that as well. Blend that in with your kale leaves, mint, cucumber, and then a little bit of spirulina as well. So you're getting a lot of bang for your buck when it comes to good energy, alkalizing, and all of those beautiful phytonutrients that is contained in
delicious.
Something.
Delicious. Have a look at the recipe tab on our website, houseofwellness.com.au, to be taken through that one again. I love the A's, the frappe, the rosé, all good things.
Yeah.
Now, exciting news on Channel 7 today, House of Wellness TV is back, and Joe Stanley joins us to take us through what will be the long-awaited first show of the year. Hello, Joe.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
You've had a little summer break. I won't make you do the assignment like the teachers do. What did you do in your summer holidays?
Well, I had a lovely time, and I discovered Tasmania and all of their wonderful produce, actually, which was, a delight. It was a revelation to me. But, Zoe, the last time I saw you, we were talking tea.
We were talking tea. And I think it's coming up on the show today as well.
It is absolutely coming up on the show. You brought in some tailor-made tea for us that you designed for each of our personalities.
Yeah. Which,
you know, Ed, you'd be surprised, mine was a little bitter.
It was spicy, not bitter, spicy. Good base of rooibos tea and lots of different spices. Star anise was my favourite in that one.
Oh, delicious, absolutely delicious. But yeah, it's so nice to be back on the telly with some amazing stories. Sharing with people what you can do if you're super stressed. You can go into a room and just smash a bunch of crockery that someone has provided for you.
That sounds awesome.
Well, that's the break room that I'm sure you may have heard of before, but super fun. And Darth and Rachel, so Rachel Finch and Luke Darcy, for some reason they jumped into a cryotherapy chamber and sat there minus 130 degrees Celsius.
Minus 130? Whoa. Gosh, that's cold. How does your skin not freeze? I guess we'll find out today.
Yes, and why has his voice got higher?
Yeah.
You are most concerned for him, I know.
It's just an interesting story, and it'll be terrific to see what benefits that sort of freezing can do, because there are lots of theories out there that it actually helps your immune system.
And we have a very important story, two amazing women who are survivors of ovarian cancer.
Oh, wow.
Who have some very important advice for all of us around just listening to your body and being really insistent when you go and seek help from doctors, because they don't always listen in the way that we'd like them to. So very important story there.
Terrific. All right, back on our screens today, where can people around the country catch you on the House of Wellness TV version?
It is, of course, on Channel 7 at midday.
Fantastic stuff. Nice to catch up, and we'll see you in the flesh in a couple of weeks' time when we do big show live from Melbourne too.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
All right, going to be fun. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
We'll take a little break. The A to Z of vitamins next. Mighty Magnesium is on the cards with Gerald when we return.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Roll up your sleeve and book your flu immunisation today for $12.99 at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Going to have a look at the A to Z of vitamins, magnesium. The magic letter will be M today. Ahead of that, though, some advice from one of our callers, Anne, who's in Bankstown. Morning to you, Anne.
Morning, how are you?
Good, thank
Morning.
You. What was your suggestion?
Well, I've got both rotator cuffs done. I've got full thickness tendon tears, and I've got the bursitis as well. In both shoulders.
Yeah.
I had the 5 cortisone needles in the shoulders, and I only got 40% help when I got it, and I only had it the once. Went back to the doctor, and he sent me to Aquaphys, which is a hydrotherapy.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm on a minimum dose of 2 Panadol Osteo per day. And I heard about this product on air that was advertised, Stiff Sore Plus Sorry. And it was expensive, nearly $30 a bottle, but it lasts a long time. And with the combination of everything, doing everything below the shoulder height, I'm pain-free relatively, as long as I keep it all up.
Okay. Thank
I thought
you
that might help the lady.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you for that. Appreciate your call. 131873 is our number, as always, for all our callers around the country. All right, A to Z of Vitamins time. We've marvelled at magnesium in previous episodes, haven't we? But there's a
mighty magnesium.
It's always worth repeating.
It's involved in 300 physiological actions in our body. Now, there's not many things that actually are that busy. And a lot of us are magnesium deficient. You know that if you get cramps, or you might get twitches, often in the eyelids. That's a specific magnesium sign. Now, we weren't able to talk to Barbara of Castle Hill, and she was wondering about magnesium upsetting tummies. Because it's such a relaxant, if you relax muscles too much, you don't have the bowel control that you might want. So, Barbara, that shows the magnesium you're having is it's too much. You're having too much magnesium. Stop it for a week, let things settle down, and resume at a much lower dose, even a quarter or a half of what you've been taking. But it's incredibly safe. There's no downside, except if you have too much, and your tummy will tell you.
It will tell you. It's like your own little internal fuel gauge.
Yes, it is. It is. It is. So that's magnesium.
The A to Z of Vitamins brought to us by Go Healthy, New Zealand's number one premium supplement brand, now available in Australia as well. Naturally, we'd find magnesium in a bunch of foods too, I should imagine,
Zoe. Yeah, definitely. So a lot of the time you're finding in things like nuts and seeds and some green leafy vegetables as well. And what you can do when it comes to magnesium, if you are getting an upset tummy, I find with a lot of my clients is that if we stagger that magnesium over the day, that often will have a little bit more success as well.
Yeah, okay. Excellent stuff. Great advice. We've appreciated all your calls today. There's been some magnificent ones. We hope we've helped you out. If you didn't get through in time, our website is houseofwellness.com.au, and there's an Ask tab, so you can reach Gerald that way as well. We do have some fabulous duties to perform before we go, though, Gerald.
Yes, Ed. The winner, Ed and Zoe, of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse today is Anne from Epping, who had that that awful experience of the cortisone in her shoulder where she was just not getting success. And this may help put a smile on your face so you can get that all sorted out.
Absolutely. All right. Yours to go and spend at your nearest Chemist Warehouse store as well. That's our Sunday done. We get to reunite again next week. And then in a couple of weeks' time, there's an opening of a new Chemist Warehouse store in Moorabbin. So we'll be doing our show live from there, which will be great fun. I'll see you all in the flesh. Everyone's welcome to come down. We'll give you ample warning and a heads up about that beforehand. Thanks, you guys. Enjoy your weekend, Zoe.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Zoe.
To GQ, don't forget our website, houseofwellness.com.au, and the TV show back on air today from midday right around the country on Channel 7. Joe Stanley, joined by Rachel Finch, Luke Hines, and it's going to be a fantastic hour of TV as well to continue your healthy journey.